Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to everybody that made it to Hump Day. Yeah. Give yourself another round of applause. Just because I see it. Hope everybody's having a fabulous week so far. I know Hump Day is a bitch. It's something to get over, but guess what? You can do it. I got faith in you. The weekend is almost here, and it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We coming back with another banging show with some real grown folk adult conversation that needs to be heard, and I'm not afraid to say it. The topic today, don't just tell me, show me. Don't just tell me, show me. Get at me, 646-595-4038, or if you don't want to speak, you want to inbox me, I'm right here on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. If you haven't added us yet, go ahead and add us. And on Twitter at Kenny Talk EXP, Instagram Kenny at Kenny Talk underscore. Let's get ready to really turn up.
Yeah.
It's about that time. I got a lot to say today.
Y'all should know me.
Our house radio.
Call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Just give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me out the side. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. This where I am, my money. This where I am, my money. Pay me what you want it. This where I am, my. This where I am, my. This where I am, my money. Not to bring on the wild.
Bitch, better have my money.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Split Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
You guys just don't know how happy I am to see you. I know we took off last week, but Kenny Talk is back in the building, and I got some things that I want to share with you on the topic of, guess what, the topic of today. The topic of today is, you know what, don't just say it, show me. Don't just tell me, show me you love me. How many ladies out there have ever been in one of those relationships to where, for some apparent reason, the guy wanted to say so much and do so little? Wow. How many of y'all can honestly say that you've been in something like that? Let's talk to the fellas. Fellas, how many of you feel like you've been in a relationship where you've given so much and received so little from the lady that you're with? She talked a good game. She talked a good game. But the actions fell short. You know, there's a saying out there that everybody loves to quote, the actions speak louder than words. The actions speak louder than your words. But everything. So me, you're talking to me, we always looking at it from a different angle. I told you, I don't believe that. make sure you get at us. All right. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and it's the Kenny Talk Experience. All of our new listeners out there, we want you to know that we air Wednesday, Wednesday night, every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We do. So get at us anytime you like. Or remember, the link that we send out, you don't. If you miss the 7:30, that's all right. You can actually go and listen and click on the link on our page anytime to listen, anytime you like. All right, so I'm scrolling down. Here we go. Let's see something. I'm looking for one that really fit, because that's what I always do. I always find one that really fits the show. I got so many on here, so y'all got to make sure. I want y'all to scroll down and just kind of read some of them. I guarantee you, you're going to be blown away, because we go hard. We go hard. All right, so this is a great one. Here we go. This was way back, so I went way back to get this one. I went way, way back. All right, relationship truth. In many relationships, after the words, "let's make this official," is usually when the problem starts. In many relationships, after the words, "let's make this official," is when the problem starts. Wait. Let's talk about that real quick. All right, I know some of y'all are going to disagree with me on this one, but that's A-OK. Check it out. Whenever there comes a time when you're dating, you're having so, so much fun. Your heart skip a beat when that person come around, or when they call, or when they pick.
Let's jump right in. When you look at
every relationship. Many of the relationships start by you being able to, I would say, effectively verbalize how you feel. Effectively verbalize exactly what you want or what you're interested in. Effectively verbalize how you feel about that person and what you think about it. Right? Because I hear so many women tell me that the man that they're with, when he met them, he swept her off her feet. And a lot of times that's rarely with actions. Sometimes it's what you say. Because I can't be allowed to utilize my actions to sweep you off your feet until you first accept what I have to say. If you don't accept what I have to say, then it's very unlikely that I'll get a chance to do anything that might make you feel good about having me in your presence. And that's some real talk right there. So we're going to start with people that struggle at verbalizing it, right? Or people that all they do is verbalize. Now I'm going to speak from the male perspective, because a lot of males, they either struggle to verbalize how they feel about a person. They struggle, or they just don't know how, or they just don't do. Cause it makes a guy feel funny, all mushy. Guys don't be with all that, right? So if you're at the point in your relationship where, let's say, your woman is saying, "Hey man, why don't you tell me this, or why don't you tell me that? Why don't you say things to show that you love me?" I know a guy would think, "Okay, well, I love you. I don't want to wear it out." You know what I'm saying? You should know I love you. Why I gotta always say it? Women, why do we have to always say it? I got a guy on Facebook hit me up and said, "Women always want us to say that, but the only thing it does is it makes it mean less and less." Thank you, man, for dropping that on us real quick. If you remember, 646-595-4038 on Dollhouse Radio if you are interested in speaking. If not, you know what? Hang tight just like you're doing and listen. Listen to the game that we're going to talk on. So I'm going to let the ladies speak on it. The guy says he feel like the more that he verbalizes that he loves you, the less or the weaker it becomes. The less meaning, the less impact it has. As you say it so much. Why do y'all still want to hear it all the time? Okay. All right. Let me see what she's saying. Thank you for writing in, sweetheart. She said, "Well, I'm going to wait till she's still typing something, so I'm not going to say this little first part." I'll go and see it. Everybody, she said it. Homie, she said she felt like that's a bullshit excuse. Okay, here we go. She says, "We want you to say it all the time because we want the actions to back it up as well. So we want to hear it as women. We want to hear it followed by you showing us, and that's what's gonna make it not fade." Okay, checkmate. Hey, she got you on that one. Okay, so ladies, this young lady, do y'all feel this? This young lady is saying that you guys want to hear it and have it followed up by actions, not just hear it. Is that correct? They say, "Yeah." All right. So just outside of "I love you," what else can we say as guys to show you that we love you? But you know, I mean, when you think about it, there should be other things that a guy can say to you, right, to make you feel like he really loves you. He can assure you that you don't have anything to worry about. He can tell you that you're his number one priority. He can do all of that, right? He can say, "Regardless of what we go through, baby girl, I got your back." He can say, "Baby girl, I understand that you might have picked up a little bit of weight, but you still my supermodel. You know, some shit like that. We can say so many nice things, right? We can say so many nice things to show you that we love you. Is it really important for us to say that we love you? How did that shit sound that I was saying? Okay, I got a young lady says she totally agrees because it's all about the words you choose and how it makes the woman that you're with feel. The woman, you should know the woman that you're with, and you should know what to say to her to give her that feeling. If you don't, you are just plain not paying attention. Okay, I'm going to agree with her on that. I agree with you on that on the Kenny Talk Experience. This is a forum where you get a chance to speak exactly how you feel. I need you to know the Kenny Talk Experience exists because of what you guys have to say. So keep them coming. So fellas, what are we going to, how can y'all respond to that? We don't need to. You know what? Because, I mean, I think it's real. I believe that we should be that much in tune with the young lady that we're with or the person that we're with that we should know what to say. All right? We should know exactly what to say to make that young lady melt, to make her feel like, you know what? It is real. This dude here, I have this dude, right? All right. So that's going to take us directly to guess what? That's going to take us now into what we do. What do you do to say that you love someone? What do you do? What are some things that you do to show the person that you're with that they're your number one? What do you do? I'm going to go to my Facebook page, right? I put out a question. I posed a question on Facebook. And the question was, let me see. Let me make sure I got it right. I got a lot of responses here. See, I don't want to lose them. The question is, what did you do? What did you do to show the last person you were in a relationship with that you love them? What did you do? Y'all want y'all to think about that. And the reason why I pose it this way is because there are a lot of singles out there that listen to the Kenny Talk Experience. And a lot of times we're single for whatever reason, but I always like to make sure that we look at it from a different angle, the last relationship that we were in. Let's focus on that real quick. The last relationship that you were in, what exactly did you do to show that person that you love them? I'm gathering all my responses right now as we speak. Remember, everybody, at @dollhouse_radio on Twitter, you guys got to make sure you go in and follow that, right? You also got to make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio.com so you can actually listen to all of the different great shows that come on Dollhouse Radio. Now, I got a lot of different responses that people said that they did in order to show the person that they love them. But here's a little something I want to drop on your head. I'm going to read all these responses after the break, but guess what? If you are staying with a person because of what they are doing or what they don't do, there's a high chance the relationship won't last. Now, this is Kenny Talk speaking here. If your relationship is bound by conditions around actions of a person or the lack thereof, you have to understand that there's a high chance that it won't last. But why do I say that? I say that because this. If you're with a person because he always does these things, number one, there's not a guarantee that he's always going to do it. Number two, he could be doing it because at this particular point he's compelled to. And if he's compelled to do it, then whether he continues or not really is going to depend on guess who? You. It's going to depend on if you still set the environment for it. Right? And sometimes a lot of women don't realize that certain things stop that a man used to do or a man used to say because the environment that you created for him changed. Right? So if the environment that you created for him changes, then you can't question as to why he changed. The only thing we say is we feel like he's not putting, the person is not putting forth an effort anymore. We got a lot of different reasons, right? The person is not putting forth an effort anymore, or the person doesn't love you anymore, or the person might be seeing someone else, or, well, I mean, just a lot of different reasons. But at the end of the day, we got to say to ourselves, has the environment changed that I create for him, right? Has the environment changed from a, you know, a fun, laid-back, relaxed environment where we watch movies, you know, we smoke weed, we drink, we laugh at things together. We went from that to now it's all serious now, right? It's all super serious environment. It's all what I need to fix as a guy, or what you need to stop doing as a girl, right? Or how you need to act as a young lady, and how you need to act as a mature man. You know, we go to all of this, it turns to this. You get off work and the only thing you're thinking about is what am I doing or what haven't I done? Right? You're ready to find out things about me so you can hold me accountable. Yeah. There's so many things that we do in relationships. Got a new little device out where they say, hey, you can see who your man is texting. You can see who your man is talking to. And I said to myself, a lot of women don't really, shouldn't even, they I don't think y'all really want to know that. A lot of you really don't want to know it, because at the end of the day, even if you did have the information, you might get real pissed, but you ain't gonna, and you're not gonna leave them because you love them. Right? Right? They're like, hell no. You want to open Pandora's box, you want to, but that's the environment that we create. Therefore, back to my point, when you talk about somebody not showing that they love you or not saying that they love you, you really have to question. First, now I'm not saying you should take the blame, ladies, because I got somebody just hit me up on Facebook and said, there you go again, another guy trying to place blame on the woman for not doing something or not acting a certain way. All right, you're right, sweetheart. That's not what I should have cleared that before I went in. I apologize for that. But that's not what I'm saying. I said just check here first, baby. Check there first. Have you done something that made the environment change? Have you stopped doing something that made the environment change? Right? First check there. Then you want to look outwards. Right? Then you want to look outwards. It's a real relationship talk show. For those that are just joining us, we're speaking on the topic of tell me. Don't just tell me. Show me that you love me. On the Real Relationship Talk Show, because we are all about, guess what? We are all about people being together, people being happily together, right? Because there's a difference. We do not want to be miserable. We want to be happy together, right? It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to go take a break real quick, pay some bills. When we come back, it's going to be time for the Keeping It Real letter. I got to read the Keeping It Real letter, right? And the Keeping It Real letter is emailed to me, KennyTalk69@gmail.com, or You can send it to me on Facebook, however you want to do it. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat, talking about don't just tell me, show me that you love me on Dollhouse Radio.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball, ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This Shay, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the chess made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit cray, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got eight figures. But at GDP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some Henno for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight for the shop. All day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need a stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now, 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
Let me run till you walk my fire, can't you tell, baby? You can't even lie and say that I ain't never held you down. Why you act like I ain't pick you up when they let you down? Where is my turn? I don't have patience. You need to make up your mind. What's it gonna be this time, baby? Why even waste my time? Here we go. Down for a little, then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. So when you ask me to trust you, I'm like,
yes, wait, no, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it.
Oh, you were mine.
Yes, wait,
no,
wait. I don't
know.
I don't, I'm really not
sure about it. Sure about it.
I got a lot on my mind. Not playing with you this time. I do not care if you cry. It's not enough to be fine. Only baby, you need more than that for me. Nothing more precious than loyalty. And if you ain't feeling all that, then
why even waste my time? Here we go. Don't for a little. On to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gonna hold me down, but I ain't never been so high, high. When you ask me to trust you, I lie.
I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So
you were mine.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen,
I don't.
Kenny Talk Experience is back and we're ready to go in. Yeah. Hey, I got a lot of responses I'm going to read after they keep it real, though. But I'm going to look something to you guys. It was sent to me on the inbox, so I'm not sure where the person is from. I didn't go in and see where they were from. They just said, they started by letting me know they've been over backwards to try to save the relationship. time, and I'm the sweetheart. I'm telling you, this is your new relationship. Said that the new guy appreciates what you do a lot, right? I'm sure you know that he appreciates you because he tells you, right? You have to understand. You gotta make sure those, all that bending over backwards that you're doing, you gotta make sure.
Out on the day she was being
let me jump in. I got a guy saying he married her. All right. Says the last man I really loved, I shared with. Oh, that's the same one. That's the same one. Okay, let me get. Oh, I ain't catch that one. Cuz said he married her. That's how you do it, man. He took her on down to the altar. Let's keep going. It's got a lot of them in here. Let's go back up. Here we go. All right. All right. Question. What did you do to show the last person that you were with, that you loved them? And look at what we say. Look at what she said. I got a young lady that says, I wrote him notes every day, texted to him, did randomly nice things for him to show him he was appreciated. Young lady said, I actually cooked full Sunday dinners, including dessert. I was faithful even when the dick was. I was faithful when the dick was freaking locked down. Not real jail, but just not available to me. I made sure the finances were on point. I don't love you if I ain't getting no dick, girl. All right, another young lady said, I was loyal. Guy says, he said he came home before 4 a.m. Girl said he came home before 4 a.m. to show you that he loved you. I got a young lady says, I took care of home, his body and soul. I worshiped the ground that man walked on. Whoa. Turn up. All right. Let's see what else we got. It's coming up. I'm pulling up some more. Hey, the point that I want to make real quick while I'm waiting on this last one to come up. If you notice, if you guys listen to a lot of the stuff that you're saying that you did. Hold up. I got another one. I gave my absolute best. And the best of me, but it wasn't enough. Still a bit sore from that one, but I've been mending. I was upfront and honest from the go. We're open, shared, communicative, and was willing to build him up or deposit in positive ways. Spoke highly of his gifts and his talent. When that wasn't enough, I almost withdrew from doing any of that for the guy. Hey, you know what? And see, that's where we fall. Now, check this out. Look at all the stuff that you guys are actually saying that you do. That you did for the person that you're with. Look at all of that stuff. It goes back to what I was saying. It goes right back. You got to make sure that all this stuff that you're doing is not just appreciated, but it's valued by that person. All of the things that y'all are saying, I'm sure the person that you would appreciate it, right? But it wasn't really what they valued. It wasn't really what they valued. So a lot of your efforts, in your mind, are doing what? They're not being recognized. Right? They're not being recognized. So it's like this. When you get to the point where you want to be this giver in order to keep someone, you got to give the right thing. Sometimes you can iron a man's clothes. You can run his bath water. You can give him a back massage. You can fix him a full course meal. Right? You can be loyal to him. You can speak highly of him. Right? You can, like the young lady said, you can do all those things. But what this guy really wants you to do is sit on the couch with him and play PlayStation and just be quiet. I mean, he would love that. He would love that. But look. look at all the extra that you're doing. And he appreciates. But sometimes a guy values silence. I know a lot of, I remember I did a seminar, right, a relationship seminar, and that's what a lot of people were saying. A lot of people was like, and me and my ex, I'm sorry, me and my wife, but it was a marriage seminar. He said that sometimes he just be wanting her to just shut up. And I was like, wow. Now, did his wife take that kindly? No, she didn't. She felt like, guess what? She didn't like that. But I said, you know what? Don't listen to the delivery of it. Let's listen to what he's actually saying. Can we do that? Guess what, everybody? It's time for the final thought. I know I had fun tonight. The Real Relationship Talk Show, you know, we aim at giving real talk. Real topics and real solutions. I'm going to read the final thought to you guys. It goes as this. It says, you have to tell those you love them, even on days that the sight of them makes you sick. You have to show those you love them. It's the first step for issues to be fixed. You have to tell those you love them, no matter how long you two have been attached. You have to show those that you love them. It's a mistake to get too comfortable or too relaxed. You have to tell those that you love them, no matter how it makes your friends and other people feel. You have to show those you love them. Because when you won't, there's somebody else that will. You have to tell those you love them. Even when they cause you pain and disgrace. Sometimes you have to show those that you love them. By breaking up with them and walking away. All right. That's going to be a point that I'm going to end on tonight. Sometimes the best way to show a person that you really care about them is to separate yourself from them sexually, separate yourself from them from the relationship perspective, and allow them to go on to be who they want to be who they are. But you got to do this without an attitude. You got to do this without resentment or bitterness. You got to do it for them. If you really care about a person's happiness, does it matter who's making them happy? If you really care about a person's happiness, are you woman enough or are you man enough to get out of the way if you're not able to do it, if you're not able to make them happy? That's what we got to learn to do. And I know it stings. I know at times it frustrates you, makes you feel angry and bitter. You feel betrayed, bamboozled, hoodwinked. But guess what? It's life, baby. We got to keep it moving and we got to keep it grooving. We got to make sure we do that. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show on Wednesday night at 7:30 Central Standard Time. If you missed it, tell a friend to 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 go to Facebook, Penny Talk Experience. Add us and click on the link and you can listen to the show anytime you want to. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and we are about to get up out of here, right? We got a fun weekend schedule. I know you do. It's the summer. Get out and have some fun, right? Don't be so uptight. Tell tell those you love them, you love them in the different ways that we spoke about. Don't have to just say I love you. It could be something else. Show them you love them. All right? Doing what? Aligning exactly what they value with your actions. Save your relationships. Make the people you with happy. If you can't, gracefully bow out and get out of the way. It's a real relationship talk show, but don't be resentful, don't be upset, don't be bitter. Keep it moving. So many more people on the planet, so many more different people you can meet. Real relationship talk show saying salute to all the fellas out there, but to all those ladies, kiss such your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And we out.